Welcome to the July 8th Board of Education Reorganization Meeting and Regular Meeting. Please stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have two trustees that were elected to the Board of Education on May 18, 2021, for a term of 3 years beginning July 1, 2021 through June 30, 2024. Ms. Sharon Burley Davis and Ms. Nancy Garland. I'll administer the oath. I seek a motion for the nomination of President for the Board of Education.
I nominate Michael Heine.
Any other nominations? Can I have a raise of hands or a motion, please? All in favor? I declare Michael Heine the President of the Board of Education for the 2021-2022 school year. I seek a motion for the nomination of the Vice President of the Board of Education.
Dr. Burkett.
Can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor? I declare Dr. Battle Burkett, Vice President of the Board of Education. I swear the Vice President, the President in.
I swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of President according to the best of my ability. Turn the meeting over to Ms. Heine.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone, and again, welcome to the July Board of Education meeting, where we have our regular meeting and our reorganization meeting. As every year. Again, I'd like to thank my colleagues on the board for their continued confidence in myself and Dr. Battle Burkett to lead the board. And at this time, I would ask for a nomination for the Sewanee Central High School Board of Representatives.
I nominate Ms. Heine and Dr. Battle Burkett.
Is there any other nominations? Do I have a second? Second, Mr. Cantara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Myself and Dr. Battleberg-Pett will continue representing the Elmont community on the Central High School Board of Education. Next on the reorganization agenda is the appointment of officers. The recommendation of the following appointment as follows. The clerk of the board, Diana Delahanty. The district treasurer, Lori Carrick. The central registrar, Sharon Wyko. The deputy district treasurer, Christine Gervasi. Our technology officer, Fernando Di Bartolo. And I would ask for a motion on those five appointments. Move Mr. Mafia. Second, Ms. Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it. Next is other appointments. The LEA asbestos designee is Stephen Valente. The workers' compensation third-party administrator is Wright Risk Management Company, LLC. The excess workers' compensation insurance agent, again, Wright Risk Management, LLC. The Affordable Care Act Administrative Services is the Seneca Consulting Group. The Financial Advisory Advisor is Capital Markets Advisor. Our Student Medical Advisor is Dr. Paul Friedman. Our Employee Medical Advisor is Dr. Paul Friedman. Our Consulting Architect Engineer is H2M Architects and Engineer Incorporated. Our Capital Projects Representative Clerk of the Works is Frank Marino. Our environmental consultant is J.C. Broderick and Associates. Our roof consultant is Watsky Associates. Our business consultant is Thomas W. Valente. Board of Code of Ethics to be determined. Our records management office is Fernando Di Bartolo. Our bound counsel is Hawkins, Delfield, and Wood. Our 403 advisor third-party administrator is the Omni Group. Our Medicaid compliance officer is Elise Palmore. Vision insurance carrier is NYSUT. Student accident insurance broker is JJ Stannis. Our property and casual insurance carrier is NYSER, which stands for the New York Schools Insurance Reciprocal. Our life insurance and long-term disability insurance broker is Brown & Brown, the Hartford. Accounting services by Keeping Your Books, Milagros Alt. Our Medicaid course reporting is Zicron Industries. Our flexible spending account administrator is JJ Stannis. Our fixed asset inventory services is provided by the CBIZ Valuation Group, LLC. Our independent auditors as follows. Our external auditor is Naraki Smith, LLP, for the audit period of 21-22. Our internal auditor is R.S. Abrams. Our internal claims auditor is Denise Lombardi. Our GASB actuarial consultants is Questar 3 BOCES. Our impartial hearing officer to be selected in accordance with applicable statutes, others to be selected by project subject to board approval, designation of the board member as the committee of one on behalf of the board regarding impartial hearings would be Dr. Michael Pintara. And I would stop there and ask for a motion for those items that I just declared. Moved by Dr. Battle-Pett, second by Ms. Garlick. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it. Next section is our designations. Our official bank depository will be TD Bank, authorized for all funds. JP Morgan Chase, authorized for scholarship and payroll accounts. Flushing Commercial, authorized for investment funds. Next is the regular monthly meeting, 21 and 22 school calendar year meetings for the Board of Education. Next is the Audit Committee meeting for the 21-22 year. The official newspapers, as noted. Section D, the Committee on Special Education for the school year 21-22, recommend the following. Membership of Special Education, Audrey Cabell, Chairperson, Elise Palmore, Chairperson Alternative, Dr. Carl Friedman, Student Medical Advisor. Resource room teachers, special education teachers, and psychologists and chairpersons, alternate as noted, a parent of the child being reviewed, general education child, general education teacher of the child being reviewed, special education teacher of the child being reviewed, ENL teacher of the child being reviewed. Next is the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the 21-22 school year. Recommend the following. Elise Palmore as the chairperson, Audrey Cabell as the alternate chairperson, Karen Green as the second alternative chairperson. Special education teacher, the speech language teachers, resource room teachers, general education teachers, ENL teachers, a representative from the evaluation agency must attend, a representative of the Nassau County Department of Mental Health, Office of Child with Special Needs may attend. Finally, a representative for the Nassau County Early Intervention must attend for the eligibility transition meetings. Next, subcommittees for the schools. For our six schools, Olden Terrace, Clary H. Carlson, Covert Avenue, Dutch Broadway School, Gotham Avenue School, Stewart Manor School, and the pupil personnel offices, as noted. Membership in the 504 committee for each school, as noted. Number five, the audiological services for the deaf and hearing impaired. The use of North Shore Long Island Jewish Health System hearing and speech centers. Is that name still applicable? Is that name still applicable? Long Island Jewish or North Shore Long Island Jewish Health System? Or should it be? Should it be changed to North Buffalo? I would verify, but if it should be changed to Northwell, I think we should change that for record keeping purposes. Next, authorization. Oh, actually, I'll stop there and I'll ask for a motion for those appointments. Moved by Mr. Mafia, second by Dr. Cantara. Any further discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Next is the authorizations. School purchasing agent, Diane Toole, will be appointed as the school purchasing agent in the absence of Ms. Toole, the superintendent, and or Andrew Plant shall act as the purchasing agent. To participate in all New York State OGS contracts when it's deemed beneficial to the district, participate in those Nassau BOCES cooperative purchasing agreements as beneficial to the district, to participate in the Educational Data Services, Inc. Cooperative bidding program as appropriate, to participate in all cooperative contracts of the Nassau County Director of Facilities Purchasing Consortium, to participate in other governmental or municipal contracts that have been made available for use to other governmental entities, including the Elmont Union Free School District, and that have been awarded consistent with the general municipal law and best value provisions. Purchasing resolution. Be it resolved that the recommendation of the superintendent, the board hereby authorizes purchase and procurement of apparatus, materials, equipment, and supplies and services related to the installation, maintenance, or repair of such apparatus, materials, equipment, and supplies at cost which exceeds $20,000 on the basis of best value exception to the competitive bidding requirements of the general municipal law and consistent with all applicable requirements of the general municipal law. Reserve fund limits. Recommend the board authorize the 21-22 reserve fund limits as follows. Workers' compensation reserve fund funded by transfer of unrestricted funds, fund balance with a funding level that shall equal the amount of incurred workers' compensation claims outstanding at the fiscal year, then updated quarterly, which shall not exceed $2 million. And workers' compensation absences liability account in the amount equal to the amount owed to the employees plus FICA for compensated absences, which shall not exceed $4.5 million. The retirement contribution reserve fund funded by transfers of unrestricted fund balance in the amount of $3,326,187 for employee retirement and $2,313,143 for teacher retirement as of June 30th, 21, to be updated during the fiscal year 21-22 as per board policy. Budget transfers under $5,000. It's recommended that the superintendent be authorized to approve budget transfers $5,000 or less with subsequent reporting to the Board of Education. Billable hours. Recommended that the superintendent be authorized to approve billable hours for the consultants when exceeding the agreed upon amount with subsequent reporting to the Board of Education. Investment policy. In accordance with provisions of Chapter 708 of the laws of 1992, investment policy number 3700, originally adopted by the Board of Education on August 7, 1985, amended on July 5, 2005, shall be in effect for the 21-22 school year. Medicaid policy. Medicaid compliance policy number 1348, originally adopted by the Board of Education on September 10, 2010, shall be in effect for the 21-22 school year. Approval of staff conferences. The superintendent or designee is authorized to approve the attendance of staff to conferences. Approval of the independent audit. The superintendent is authorized to approve an independent audit if deemed necessary. Authorization to employ retroactively. The superintendent requests the authority to employ, in exceptional situations, any personnel essential to the operation of the school system subject to final approval by the Board of Education. Payment rate for administrators, principals, and assistant principals. Resolved that the board approve administrators to be paid at their contractual hourly daily rate when working or supervising approved work performed beyond the normal school day. This authorization shall be in effect from July 1st, 2021 and continue through June 30th, 2022. Special counsel as needed. Resolved, the Board of Education hereby appoints the office of Gersio and Gersio and Mulholland, Minion, Davey, McNiff, and Bayer to serve as special counsel as needed with regard to payments in lieu of taxes and other matters as requested at the direction of the district general counsel as per contract. I'd ask for a motion for those items. Moved by Ms. Early Davis. Oh, second by Dr. Battle Marquette. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Next section, other items. Use of district credit cards. The superintendent recommends approval of certain personnel to have use of district credit cards. Gas cards can be used for essential business when no other means of payment is accepted as per backup use. Use of staff cell phones. The superintendent recommends approval for designated employees to have access to Sell your phones in order to meet responsibilities to the district as per backup meetings. Readoption of board policies. Recommend the readoption of all board policies in effect in the 2021 school year. The mileage reimbursement rate. Recommend the reimbursement rate to standard mileage rate as established by the Internal Revenue Services. Summonses and petitions. Recommend that the district clerk, or in absence, the secretary selected by the superintendent, be officially designated to receive summonses, petitions, and all other process. Do I have a motion on that section, please? Moved by Mr. Mafia. Second by Ms. Capers. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it. Section 12, board membership. It's recommended that the membership from the following organization be approved for the 21-22 school year: the National School Board Association, the New York State School Board Association, the Nassau-Suffolk School Board Association, the New York State Park and Supply School Board Members, REFIT, the National Hispanic Council of School Board Members, the National Black Council of School Board Members. And I would ask for a, resolve that members of the Board of Education, the superintendent, the attorney, and when requested by the board, members of the administration may, upon request, attend the National School Board Association Convention Q conferences, New York State School Board Convention, and the American Association of School Administrators Convention with appropriate expenses incurred by the district. Further resolved that members of the Board of Education, superintendent, when requested by the Board of the Administration, may upon request be permitted to attend meetings of the Nassau-Suffolk School Board Association and the New York State School Board Association with appropriate expenses incurred by paid by the district. Resolved that on January 1st, 2016, the school district shall offer a certain health insurance plan identified as HIP Prime HMO-LG to all district employees who are eligible in accordance with the terms and conditions set forth in the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act as amended by the Health and Education Reconciliation Act of 2010, with rates of payment by the district and the employee as stated in the employee's collective bargaining contract for employment. Can I have a motion for that section, please?
I'll accept it.
You moved it? No, Ms. Capers?
Yeah.
I didn't see you. And Ms. Garland. Any further discussion? All in favor? Motion passes. I believe that concludes the reorganization part of our meeting. And at this time, we will move into the regular portion of our July meeting. Can I have approval? Well, first of all, the roll call, Ms. Delacapi. Let the record reflect that all board members are present and accounted for. And could I have approval of the agenda for tonight? Moved by Dr. Katar, second by Ms. Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Could I have approval of the regular meeting of June 8th and the special meeting of June 16th? Moved by Dr. Katar, second by Dr. Ballard-Chet. Any discussion? All in favor? The ayes have it. Again, good evening and welcome to our newest board members, Ms. Early Davis and Ms. Nancy Garlic, and also welcome to family members that came to witness the swearing-in ceremony. I'd like to thank you for accepting the challenge and conducting a great election during a pandemic. And I look forward, the entire board looks forward to working with you over the next 3 years. I'd also like to, at this time, take the opportunity to welcome Ms. Gabel back to the district in the capacity as the director of PBS. And at this time, I'll turn my the remarks over to my vice president, Dr. Battle.
Thank you, Mr. Hyman. Good evening, everyone. Again, I would like to thank my fellow board members for electing me as the vice president of the El Monte Union School Free District Board, and also their vote of confidence in electing me to serve as a board trustee in the Salonica Central High School District. So thank you. I just have highlights from El Monte Memorial High School. The high school held their 64th commencement on Sunday, June 27th. The ceremony was held at Hofstra University, the Schwartz Stadium. The summer food service program will be feeding students breakfast and lunch, the grab-and-go meals, for free on Mondays through Thursdays, beginning July 6, 2020, ending August 26. Elmont Memorial High School teacher Benjamin Percenti was named the 2021 winner of the Inspiring Teacher Award, an honor presented by the National High School Musical Theater Awards, also known as the Jimmy Awards. Elmont Memorial High School teacher Irina Kimyagarov recently received the national certification from the National Board of Professional Teaching Standards. She was selected as one of seven Long Island teachers who are among the 60 teachers statewide to receive such designation. To earn a certification, teachers had to complete a peer-reviewed assessment process that included videos, samples of students' work, and a review of teaching portfolios. Also, we would like to acknowledge our students in Elmont Memorial High School that was recognized in the Long Island Science Congress. They have been recognized for their outstanding research presented at the Junior Division of the Virtual Long Island Science Congress. Adrian Piera Jackson received high honors. Afia Ahmed Aluwatamilor Akano and Iman Tassin received honors as a team. Gianna Marsh received honors. Umar Ahmed and Syed Hassan received honors as a team. Sean Mollenhall, Drew Peters, and Daniel Satir received honors as a team. Under the supervision of teachers Michelle Flannery and Catherine Foley, this research was completed in a fully remote manner and demonstrated a commitment to perseverance and tenacity. The students completed scientific research and then prepared an abstract and 5-minute video for the judges to review. And lastly, Elmont Memorial High School senior Lillian Ulysses has been awarded the Amazon Future Engineers Scholarship for $40,000, as well as the Amazon Black Employee Network Scholarship for $20,000. Both scholarships recognize students for their exceptional contributions in the area of computer science and engineering. And that concludes my report from Elmont Memorial.
Thank you, Dr. Battle-Burkett. And the report from Salonica High School. So on Sunday, June 27th, along with Ms. Nicole Allen and Dr. Kasani, I had the pleasure of presenting 308 students with their diplomas. And those 308 students were awarded over $17.8 million in scholarships. I have to say that Ms. Allen's speech to her students, to her first graduating class of her principalship, was very exciting and inspiring, and it was just an awesome way to end a weekend of graduations across the Salonica Central High School District. On June 3rd, 11th graders were presented virtual awards. On June 9th, senior awards were presented. On June 10th, the Salonica High School Decision Day was, Decision Day. Seniors were making their decisions on their post-graduation plans and announcing and celebrating through the school. On June 10th as well, the athletic awards were presented on the Dwyer football field. On June 11th, the school celebrated the 8th graders moving up into the high school. June 14th, Salonica High School celebrated Pride Day with a lunchtime celebration of diversity that was held in the high school senior high gym. On June 17th, the senior prom was held at Chateaubriand. And just this past week, for 7th and 8th graders, for the first time ever, Sewanika is hosting a summer camp filled of mostly social-emotional learning activities. And I was shared a video today that I will share with Mr. Rosner and the staff here so that they can see how our graduating 6th graders were welcomed into the district. And that concludes my report from Sewanika. This time, is there any correspondence? No correspondence. At this time, we'll have the report of our school attorney.
Thank you, Mr. Jaime. I have one item for the public session. It's a board action item, should the board elect to act. There are 8 administrators who have allotments of vacation days for each year that they work. However, if they're not used, they can lose those vacation days. At this point, the administration is requesting that those with vacation days who have not used them be permitted to roll them over into the 21-22 school year and to take what vacation they can. The reason that they're not used is the press of business and the work often conflicts with vacation plans you might make and or prevents you from making the vacation plans you might make. So should the board like to roll them over, that I would ask for motion to do so.
Can I have a motion, please? Moved by Ms. Capers, second by Ms. Garland. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
All right, thank you. That concludes my report.
Thank you. At this time, we'll have the report of the superintendent.
Good evening, everyone. It's nice to see everybody again in person. Just a few things. I always want to say thank you to our first responders, our active military, our veterans, for all that you do for us in our country and especially in our community. We thank you very, very much. I also want to acknowledge the passing of Clara H. Carlson, parent, a Sewanika parent, and a great member of our community, which is Mr. Lenny Caputo, and my blessings and love to the Caputo family. Just a real gentleman, a retired NYPD officer, and a member of the Elmont community. A heartfelt sorry and love to the family. I seek a motion to approve professional leaves of absence, professional appointments, changes in status, and resignations as noted on pages 1 through 14.
I have a motion to approve pages 1 through 14, please. Moved by Mr. Mafia, the second by Mr. Kampara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve civil service leaves of absence, appointments, and retirements on pages 15 and 16.
I have a motion to approve pages 15 and 16. Ms. Garland, second Ms. Early Davis. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and Section 504 Committee on page 17.
Have a motion to receive page 17. Mr. Mafia, second. Ms. Garland. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to approve items 4 through 17 on pages 18 through 20A.
Have a motion to approve pages 18 through 28. Dr. Kattar? Dr. Battle-Jet? Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Items 1 through 3 on page 21 are noted for the minutes.
Pages 21 is noted for the minutes.
I seek a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants on page 22.
Have a motion to approve page 22, the schedule of disbursement and warrants. Move Mr. Mafia. Second Ms. Garlic. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Seek a motion to receive the Treasurer's Report on page 23.
A motion to receive page 23, the Treasurer's Report. Move Mr. Mafia. Second Dr. Katara. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
On pages 24 and 25, seek a motion to approve business report, other approvals, and authorizations.
I have a motion to approve pages 24 and 25. Move Dr. Katara. Second Ms. Capers. Any
discussion?
No. So what's your question?
Are we moving forward with the bids? Or are we going to wait?
Say that again, I
think. The bids listed on page 24.
I'd say yes.
Okay.
It's a different issue.
Okay.
Then what you're thinking. Okay. Following the bid number 24 for transportation.
Okay.
Repairs.
So I need a second motion.
Second.
Oh, Ms. Garlic. So all in favor? So it's six and one abstention. Ms. Capers.
Items A through I on page 26 are noted for the minutes, as well as page 27, the vandalism tallies for June 2021.
Page 26 and 27 are just up to the minutes.
That concludes my report, Mr. Jaime. I want to say congratulations to Mr. Jaime, President, and Dr. Battle-Burkett, Vice President, and to Ms. Early Davis and Ms. Garlic. Congratulations and welcome to the board. And I just want the community to know that we are starting summer school on Monday. And we have started our extended school year at the Alden Terrace School, and GYO is up and running also at Colbert Avenue. But most importantly, I want to say that the school district is open. So if anyone in the community has to make an outreach for any reason at all, I would hope that you can call the central office and know that we are here to help in any aspect. We are not closed. We are open for the summer. And the team behind me, as well as the team that may not be here, are more than willing to help with anything that comes up over the summer. That extends through July and August. So I wish everyone well, a healthy and happy summer, and please reach out to us if you need anything at all. That concludes my report.
Thank you, sir. At this time, are there any committee reports or information items? Any old business? Any new business? Legislative items? Items for future consideration. With that, our next Board of Education meeting will be Tuesday, August 10th, 2021 at 8 p.m. and the location is to be determined. At this time, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Mafia, seconded by Ms. Baker. Any discussion? All in favor? Yeah, I have it. Again, thank you everyone for joining us this evening. Continue to keep cool, stay safe, and have a lovely summer. Thank you. Good night.